Okay, now this is Sunday morning, 9/29/24, Prophet's Corner and Cut. This is called A Change in Atmosphere. I said that all that is offensive will be rooted out of my kingdom. Began to speak this over your jurisdiction. Everything's not in divine order and it's not of God. You get out of here. You can't stay in the Permian anymore. The 17 counties of the Permian Basin. This is Matthew 13:41. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity. So all that offend and do iniquity in the Permian Basin, go in Jesus' name. All right, Psalms 103. He said he would send his angels to do this. How does he send his angels? Right here. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. So when you speak God's word, they send angels on assignment. All that offends are those things that are out of divine order. Just like when I saw the earth dark, I said light being light was. You will call light into darkness, and it will come to light. The angels will work with you to make sure your words do not fall to the ground. The ground has been so hard that it has seemed that your words have had little effect, but not anymore. What you now speak will accomplish the purpose it is sent for. Use my words wisely. I'm cleaning my threshing floor. You're about to sense spiritually and also see with your eyes a change. As the offensive is removed, the kingdom of God will have a segue in. In other words, as it decreases, God's kingdom will increase. It will be much like the days of Daniel when he waited for the angel to bring the answer, but a demonic entity hindered the answer from coming. Michael came to the other angel's aid and the answer was able to break through. These declarations are punching a hole in the demon-infested atmosphere. There are many breakthroughs ahead. The kingdom of darkness is getting smaller and less powerful. The kingdom of God is getting bigger and bigger. Be of good courage, for I know all the pain and sweat and tears and toil you have experienced, but you have not left your post, and you will be so glad for them because of that in the days ahead. Your toil in the Spirit has helped break through Satan's line of defense. Make no mistake about it, my warriors. He is defending himself, not you. He is defending himself, not you. You are on the offense. You are not on the defense. My offense has taken out all his offense. The breaking through is causing a change in the atmosphere, and it will soon be seen in the natural world. Satan's high places are being removed, and the kingdom of God is descending. The manifestation of the sons of God will be apparent. You will know it on the inside, and you will see it with your own eyes. They're talking about ascension. I'm talking about descension. The kingdom is coming. In this cleaning up of the atmosphere, all nature will be affected. The days of heaven and earth are here. As I've said to you all many times, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Avoid listening to the fear pushers, for they have an agenda. They seek to further the kingdom of darkness. They love of money is the root of all evil. The ground will no longer be so hard to plow, but because the kingdom breakthroughs, men will be more favorable to hear the gospel of the kingdom. All that has transpired has been a strategic plan to awaken the masses. Not to just bring down the bad things that the wicked has done, but for the softening of hearts of men so that the gospel can be planted. Rejoice and no longer be sad, for I will wipe all tears from your eyes, and for you I highly prize. There will be no more toiling and straining, but much training ahead. You and your team are well prepared for it, and you will be joyful. Your best days are ahead.